Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Is all love equal? Carlo Broussard next on Catholic Answers Focus. Hello and welcome again to Catholic Answers Focus. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And Carlo Broussard is with us today. We're going to talk about the Love is Love campaign and about an article that Carlo produced for Catholic Answers magazine online in that regard. Carlo.
Hey, Cy. Back. Thanks, buddy.
It's always good to have you here at Focus.
It's always great to be focused on Catholic Answers stuff.
So what prompted you to write an article about Love is Love? Because it seems obvious to me that love is love. That almost seems tautological. So what's the problem here?
Yeah, isn't that the new mantra, right, of our culture? It's sort of the moral wisdom of the age.
Okay, yeah.
You might even say it's, as my wife said, it's the battle cry of a movement led by those not so wise as a sage.
Ah, yeah.
In order to channel my Dr. Seuss there. Right? Yeah, so what happened was, So the slogan love is love is something that's prevalent within the culture that's being used by the LGBTQ community in order to promote their agenda and their view of human sexuality and sexual love.
Right.
And this was the campaign title, you might say, in Hungary by Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola had a love is love campaign in Hungary, and they peppered throughout the train stations and on billboards and on their Hungarian Facebook page, their ads featured both same-sex couples and opposite-sex couples in the ads drinking Coca-Cola with the campaign or the slogan, Love is Love. And the campaign came days before this year's Love Revolution-themed Zwicket Festival, which is sort of a week-long music and art event held in Budapest. And so the question is, well, what does the slogan mean, right? What is the intent behind the slogan? Well, obviously, it's a no-brainer. Male or female, the idea is who cares, right? Because love is love. And it's all good type of thing.
It's not like you have to know the current cultural struggles to get that this is not just a statement of fact, but a slogan. But the idea
That's
is
right.
that, okay, a man and woman love each other. That's love.
That's
a
right.
A man and a man love each other. That's love. Love is love. It's all the same thing.
Yeah. And actually, Coca-Cola stated in an email dated August 4th of this year, 2019, that the ads do indeed try to convey a message, this email stated, our belief that everyone has a right to love and that the feeling of love is the same for all. So notice it's this appeal to equality, that everybody has an equal right to this kind of love and to express this love because it's the same kind of feeling for all, whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. So that's the point or the intent behind the slogan. Now, interestingly enough, recently, as we're recording this podcast here, there was a petition signed in Hungary that received over 41,000 signatures, right, requesting that Coca-Cola remove these ads, sort of expressing their opposition to these ads promoting same-sex sexual activity and unions, etc.
Okay.
And there was a partial win because it was reported that Coca-Cola actually replaced the posters that included the same-sex couples, in a very sexualized way, drinking from the Coca-Cola bottle type thing, right?
Yeah.
And hanging on each other and whatnot. And so what happened was Coca-Cola actually removed those posters and simply replaced them with the Love is Love slogan campaign posters, which were peppered throughout Hungary as well, in particular Budapest. So there was a partial victory due to the pushback from the people there. And it was interesting, Cy, as the mayor, right, in commenting on this. I mean, listen to the language and the lingo from the mayor of Budapest and other authorities. You know, they wanted to keep the phenomenon of homosexual lobbying within limits so as not to jeopardize public morals.
Wow. That's,
you wouldn't hear that
around
here,
right? You can't talk that way here.
No,
no.
And then they said the petition called for this withdrawal because, quote, the homosexual content advertised on the posters threatens public morals, mm-hmm, as homosexual relationships run counter to natural moral law.
Whoa,
and
what?
The family as the basis for the nation's survival.
So it seems like basically what you have then is a battle. Like, I think the Coca-Cola company would like you to think, well, there's good and bad here. But what there really is a battle over what constitutes public morals. I mean, what is moral and what's immoral?
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head because we're getting to the issue there. And here's the problem. I think this is how we can set it up. The problem with the love is love slogan is that it's extremely ambiguous as to what love is. So whenever the slogan is slapped on a poster or said in the culture, it's ambiguous as to what love is. Love is not often defined. And whenever there is an attempt to define love, such as what Coca-Cola did, it's often expressed as a feeling of love, just sort of just generic idea of sexual love and everybody has a right to it and it's the same feeling for all. But the problem with that, Cy, is that it's so easy to hijack the term love and justify almost anything.
That's the thing, is it not all love is equal.
That is correct.
And you use an extreme example in your article to kind of like focus people's attention. Look, it's a fact. Not all love is equal. So tell us about what you used as an example.
Yeah, so I used the example of the grotesque North American Man-Boy Love Association, or NAMBLA for short, right? They actually seek to justify sexual acts and activity between adult males and young boys in the name of love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here's a quote from their website. NAMBLA's goal is to end the extreme oppression of men and boys in mutually consensual relationships by educating the general public on the benevolent, the loving nature of man-boy love, right? Yeah. So notice NAMBLA's appealing to love in order to justify this form of sexual activity, sexual behavior. And that's the same reasoning adopted by Coca-Cola in promoting the love is love slogan and trying to promote same-sex sexual activity. Now, of course, you know, somebody who promotes same-sex sexual activity is inevitably going to snap back and say, well, obviously, what NAMBLA is promoting is not authentic human sexual love. That's bad, right?
And they'd be right.
Amen to that. And they might appeal to the fact that maybe a minor is not mature enough to make a full consent to engage in that activity. Of course, NAMBLA would simply respond back and say, well, wait a minute. You know, we're appealing to consensual relationships, right? We don't acknowledge or promote sexual coercion. We look to consensual relationships between adult males and young boys, as gross and immoral as that is, but nevertheless, they're appealing to consensual relationships. But let's put that off aside right now. The point I want to make is that when push comes to shove, right,
mm-hmm,
those who live by the love is love slogan don't really think all sexual love is equal.
No.
Okay, so that's what we want to tease out, right? That's what we want to try to show. Not even those who promote love is love slogan, not all sexual love is equal. So if biological age has something to do with determining appropriate or inappropriate sexual behavior.
Yeah.
Well, then why not biological sex? Why is biological sex, for some reason, exempt from the moral evaluation of sexual activity?
Yeah, I got to stop you right there, because here is what you're trying to do is have a reasoned discussion. And at this point, I think we would go back to the appeal to feelings. Like, well, that's how you feel, Carlo, but we feel that everyone should have the feeling of love. Like,
well, once again, if you appeal to the feeling, well, all we got to do is simply point to the NAMBLA Association,
right,
and say, hey, they appeal to feeling too. So there has to be something other than feelings in order to evaluate appropriate sexual love and what is authentic sexual love, right?
Right.
And so this is where the rubber hits the road. This is where the discussion has to take place, whether same-sex sexual activity actually involves authentic love in the sexual arena. And the only way we're going to figure that out is to get a grasp on what love is, to will the good of another.
And that is why you will not get someone saying, okay, Carlo, let's have this discussion. They will say, you are a bigot even for bringing this up. And I think it's a short circuiting of conversation. You say, well, we have to have a discussion about what real love is.
Correct.
And does homosexual sex fit in with real love or
right.
not? And then people say, you're a bigot just for bringing it up.
Yeah, to which I would simply respond and say, well, it appears to me that you're the one reacting based upon emotion rather than reason. And that's the very essence of bigotry, to have a negative opinion without any sort of reasonable foundation. So I'm trying to offer reasons why same-sex sexual activity doesn't fit the love bill, right? It doesn't fit within the framework of authentic love when you understand love as willing the good of another. So the true question that we have to ask is whether same-sex sexual activity involves willing what's good for the beloved concerning his or her sexual powers. Because, Cy, if it's not, if same-sex sexual activity does not involve willing what's good for the other concerning his or her sexual powers, well, then to engage in same-sex sexual activity would be to reject what's good for the other.
Yeah.
It would be to reject the order of good inscribed in the very nature of that person's human sexuality. It would be seeing that person's good as an evil to be avoided and or supplanted. So consider this analogy that I point out in my article, Cy. Consider the perversity of such behavior in the example of a doctor, right? The purpose of medicine is to bring about healing.
Okay.
So let's say you have a doctor who's going to engage in the practice of medicine, the practice that by its very nature is ordered, directed to bringing about healing, but actually uses the power of healing or the medicine to cause illness in somebody. We would say that's a bad doctor, right?
Right.
Because that doctor recognizes the order of his powers, right, of his ministry or his activity as a doctor,
right,
recognize that it's ordered to healing. That's the
right.
order of a good doctor. But that doctor is going to reject that order and see it as an evil to be avoided and supplant it with an order to something that's evil. So that merits the charge of an evil doctor. Similarly, with regard to our sexual powers, if the classical understanding of human sex, that it's ordered to procreation and unitive love, if that's true,
yes,
to engage in sexual activity that willfully and voluntarily thwarts the achievement of any of those two ends is going to entail a rejection of the order of good inscribed within the nature of our human sexuality. And to reject what's good for the other, especially within the arena of our sexual powers, that can only merit the charge of what, you know, to use the words of Pope St. John Paul II, as Carol Wattiwa said, an evil love, right?
Yes.
Rather than promoting what's good and living in accord with what's good for the other, it's rejecting what's good. It's an act against what's good, seeing it as an evil to be avoided and supplanted. And so that can only merit the charge of an evil love. So it will not be authentic human sexual love. In fact, it would be something contrary to it.
It seems like our job then is just to get people to a point where they're willing to have a discussion about this. Because
yes,
right,
that's
now,
the challenge.
There's because no willingness to have
right.
a discussion about
Everybody's
it.
Going based on emotions.
Right.
Because if I challenge your behavior and I critique your behavior and say it's immoral, that's going to generate unpleasant feelings within you.
Right.
Rightfully so. Yeah. And I acknowledge that. But here's the problem in our culture. Once again, it gets back to love. Love in general is perceived as generating pleasant feelings in other people. So if I don't generate pleasant feelings in you by critiquing your behavior and saying it's immoral and you shouldn't do it,
that means I don't love you.
That means you're going to perceive me as hating you or not loving you. So in that regard, it gets back to what is love in general in friendship, right? And the love of friendship.
Yes.
in the case of our sexual powers, there's a false understanding of sexual love and what love demands of us concerning the use of our sexual powers. We need to be using our sexual powers in accord with nature's plan for human sexuality, not abusing our sexual powers.
I notice that you don't say that, like, homosexual men, for example, have to just stay away from one another. You're saying you can't use your sexual powers in that way, but there are many forms of intimacy and friendship,
sure,
that are perfectly well ordered.
And this gets back to distinguishing those different kinds of love, where you can have a legitimate love of friendship that doesn't necessarily involve romanticism or romantic love,
yeah,
right? And this is the type of love that two men can have and two women can have, right? Where they recognize what's good in the other. They're attracted to that goodness in the other. They enjoy being in the presence of that other person.
Yeah.
And they have very deep feelings for the other person,
right,
within the framework, within the boundaries of friendship. It's whenever those feelings begin to draw us to a romantic form of love, to where we begin desiring some sort of romantic relationship with the other person of the same sex, that's when we begin crossing those boundaries of what nature intends for our human sexual powers, because the desire for romantic love necessarily involves the use
of our sexual powers. Got it. Carlo Broussard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Cy. God bless, bro.
Thanks to everybody who listens to Catholic Answers Focus. Glad to have you with us today. You can find Carlo's article, by the way, just go out to Catholic.com and type in the words "love is love." Carlo's article is the one that pops up right on the top there when you do that. And if you wouldn't mind, could you give us a like or maybe share this podcast wherever you get the podcast? That is how we grow here at Catholic Answers Focus. We'll see you next time on Catholic Answers Focus.
This is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.